CES Mobile.
And KK4NXC.
And how are you?
Good. How was your weekend?
Man, a little short, but I did make a Morse code contact yesterday. It was, and my nerves tore up pretty good.
Still coming along on that?
Maybe. I don't know. It's hard to gauge. I still have it down perfect, but you know, yesterday I finally started calling CQ to see if I can make a contact, but man, it's a rough road.
Best way to really learn that is just throw yourself into that and just keep doing it.
I keep reading, so I'm going to keep practicing and try to keep my nerves in check and get on air. But how was your weekend?
I got one big job I had going. I got it tidied up and finished. Sunday after church, we had the grandkids up. We just kind of sat around, didn't do much. But it's about like you. Weekend's a little too short.
I don't think you need to know how many days you can get. It will be too short. Oh, man. Y'all check out that WinLink Wednesday.
Tim did. I didn't. I had, I wasn't feeling good Friday night, and I went to bed, actually Friday night. Now I got into bed late. We had dinner over at some folks' house, and I slept till about 8 Saturday morning. And realized I was going to end up messing the whole day up, so I got up. Time I got through with my project, it was 5:30, and I just did not get a chance. I'll try to look into that, though.
So I wasn't far behind you Friday. I think I got home, I sat on the couch. My mother-in-law came over for a little while, hung out, and she left. My wife and kids were still hungry. My wife left to go to Wendy's at a little after 9, and then I woke up the next morning and I had text from her about she was on her way home and all that. So I didn't even know she had gotten home or anything with the food. I'd already fallen asleep on the couch.
Days like that, you wake up and you don't know what day it is.
I didn't expect that. I'm like, man, I just couldn't believe it. I didn't even hear her come in the door or anything whenever she got back home. I'd already knocked out on the couch that bad where I didn't know anything was going on. Who knows what my kids are up to. Mandate, it won't affect y'all, will it? You got less than 100 employees.
Yeah, we're down. We're under 30. But we wouldn't do it anyway.
Tough sale in this state. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm curious how BMW's going to handle it.
Weight violation. They got no business. They cannot do that. That's an overreach of government.
Now, I'll be honest, when it first come out, you know, they told us HIPAA law. You can't ask somebody if they're vaccinated, all that. I mean, they pretty much wiped all that out. And I was reading an article. They were saying you can ask somebody their vaccine status. There was something else, and you can require, a business can require employees to be vaccinated before they can come back to work. That just shell-shocked me. I was not expecting to be able to read that.
None of it's right.
You got a database or something, because they're having a little contest right now to try to get people to go get their vaccine, where they're giving away some prizes and stuff, and you have to upload your card to a certain website.
Mandatory over there before?
The only thing the mandate was if you had not got your vaccine, you were supposed, you know, to keep wearing a mask. And, you know, in the state, about 40% of everybody's vaccinated. At work, we had like 100% of people vaccinated. I mean, you'd see the occasional mask here and there, but nobody, just once they knew they could technically not be asked, because that's what we were told, nobody wore a mask.
Interesting, to say the least.
Again. Going into work later than I normally do, so I'm all in today.
Sometimes it's nice to go in a little bit later.
Still doing the same job?
It's longer because they got bought out by a big corporation and I don't want to deal with that. So I'll be changing jobs in a little bit.
Over there off of Mush Creek, old Boswell.
Now.
Anything from Al?
No, I got one of his radios. I need some fixing it. Some component broken it to stop working.
Concerned about him, you know, he kind of dropped off the radar there.
Having a good bit.
Tell him I said hello. I'm glad that he's doing good.
Jump on us with us in the morning?
Yeah.
Wherever, yeah. I was asking Ed about him not too long ago.
That radio that needs to be fixed.
Inhaled, wasn't he?
Oh, now he's using his mobile radio. What's going on with his handheld?
Here in a long time now. Think about Ed later?
Over the weekend, he's just resting. You know, he said he's hanging in there. He's not kicking as high as he was, but he's still kicking. Pacemaker put in.
He's the worst of me. Can't be more than me in 20. And he's out now. He had to have a pacemaker put in. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
Young right there.
He may be in 20s if he's that old.
Something that's been going on is people my age have gotten the vaccine, having gotten their hearts shut down by it.
And I read an article not too long ago, they're talking about from 5 to 11 year olds now that it's got FDA approval. They might open it up to that group.
About all that, I can tell you that I had the actual virus itself, and it lasted me about 48 hours, and I was done with it.
It's just crazy, different reactions. Like, my mother-in-law, she had it, not too bad. I mean, it didn't. She was down a couple days, and another guy I work with, he's got it. They were just about to, you know, say that he was done. And they ended up rolling him on his stomach, and then he started breathing on his own. But they were pretty much getting ready to take him off the respirator and be done with it. From it, I wish it'd be done and over with, but I don't think it ever will be.
Long time to come. Until they get an actual vaccine that works, unlike what's out there right now.
So too. I mean, even people who are vaccinated can still get it, still get sick. I say at most you just won't end up dying in the hospital, but even that's not really guaranteed. Getting off of my exit, so I'm going to say 7-3 this morning. I hope y'all have a safe trip into work, and I hope you have a good week. Hopefully I'll meet you another morning. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
7-3s to you. You have a good day. Be careful. And hopefully we'll speak at you tomorrow or either Wednesday. KK4NXC.
Don't work too hard. KJ4WZM.
Dude.
50 to 53 check-ins a night. I'm actually out your direction.
Is what now?
Actually out your direction.
What you doing?
Not yet, but I'll be working for McConnell Grading.
What are you doing with them?
48-foot dump trailer, regular dump truck, and heavy haul flatbed. I'd have a lot more.
That seemed like that'd be fun.
I was eating at the Whistle Stop Cafe place in Traveler's Rest. And I seen a truck go down the road. And I was like, hey, I'd like to drive that. So I called down there, talked to them, applied. My company got bought out, and I was like, hey, why not? Sounds good to me.
Yeah, that's a good deal now. How come you're going in so late this morning?
Getting up earlier.
Hours.
Got bed another hour later than I normally do. I normally leave my house around 4 or 4:15, and nobody's on the radio then.
Val doesn't have a radio right now, does he?
The mobile rig went bad. I have it. I need to take it apart to find out what's wrong with it. He says one of the finals blew up in it, which I have no idea exactly what that means, to be honest with you. I have no clue. But basically, I guess I need to open it up and look for anything that looks burnt in it. Rebuilt it, put it in here, and it worked pretty good.
That turned out good. That's the one Al did the work on.
That one hasn't finished being rebuilt.
Okay.
It worked on the one that I had that I bought. The one that I bought was fully functional. The one that he was rebuilding slowed up and needed some things replaced in it. Down at Mountain Bridge.
Oh yeah, y'all come visit with us.
Sorry I haven't come by in so long. I'll come by and see y'all. Filed last night.
Bike thing?
Medium. Not as much as I was before. I just, I had more time before and I don't have a whole lot of time now. I work 12 hours a day, so when I come home, it's pretty much too late to go ride it anywhere because it's about to be dark.
FW Mobile. Hey, how's everybody doing this morning? Good to hear you in here this morning.
Definitely I'm here at this time of day.
Changed.
Going to work later than normal. That's the only thing changed.
Was the dove hunt the other day?
I ended up not going. I got a project of my neighbor needed some help, and I ended up not going. Tim went. I think he killed one. He said they had a blast, though. So I didn't get a chance to go.
You've always had a good time when I went.
Nathan, I want you both to have a good day. Daniel, be safe out on the road. Ken, enjoy your day. 73s to both of you. I'm destinating and I gotta get. This KK4 NXE clear on your final.
Have a good one. And I'll holler at you later on down the wall. KK4 NXE, KJ4 WZM. 73, Steve.
73, Mike. Hope you have an awesome day and I'll catch you later. KN4 TFW. So, what are you doing these days, Daniel?
truck for another week or two, but after that I'm going to go drive some dump trucks and things.
Matt, just trying to find something you like to drive or where the hours are a little better?
The dump truck job, my hours will be slightly, I'll go in slightly later and get off slightly later, same amount of time. The beer truck job, the company that I was driving for got bought out and brought in all their corporate stuff that I don't want to deal with. So, since I don't have to work there, I'm not going to choose to work there. I'm going to choose to go work for a smaller company. I like the family-owned stuff. I do not like corporations at all. I had my fill of corporations when I worked at BMW, and I want no part of that. So I've seen a change coming, went and applied somewhere else, and I'm working on getting out of there.
Since being held down by something that you hate to go to every day.
One of the things is they put in automated camera systems into the truck, where they're about to. We were told that it's coming, and you can't listen to the radio, you can't eat while driving, you can do absolutely nothing except drive the truck. You cannot wear a Bluetooth trucker headset and talk to anybody on the phone, nothing at all. The only thing you can do is drive the truck. And I'm like, okay, well, I will clearly get written up if I stay there. So, yeah, not happening.
On the radio, a lot of times helps you out, you know, when you're on the over the road and everything, you know, especially on 11 meters.
Not any of that. Your hands have to be on the steering wheel. You can't remove them for anything. I'll go drive for a company that put their own CB radios into the trucks. And I'll ask permission to put my AM radio in there too. And I'll get to use the radio.
Just talking on the radio in the morning like this just makes the ride that much better, you know. Rather than you're not in some kind of daze thinking that you're paying attention.
And I'm still very well aware of what's going on around me.
So then the people around you.
Because my mind is engaged instead of zoning out, you can see me on my way to work when it's like 4 a.m. I'm pretty tired and not all there.
Like you said, you're working long hours, maybe get in bed late, didn't sleep real good, and then you're just, you know, sleepy to start the day.
A lot of times I'll go in at around 4 to 4:30 and not get off until around 5 or 6, sometimes a little later. We're really short-handed on drivers right now, so there's a lot of pressure on us to go do more than normal. And overloading the trucks and stuff like that, so it's been pretty rough.
We're having trouble getting trucks in there to ship our goods out up here in Spartanburg.
I just arrived at work. I'm going to have to hop off of here. I'm going to go drive to Greer. How much longer are you going to be on the radio for? I'm going to try to figure out if I want to take my radio with me in the truck or not.
Another 30 minutes to about 10 or 15 after 6, something like that.
Let me go check this truck in, and I'll get back on here shortly then. KN4TSW, I think it was. KJ4WZM.
A little bit. KN4TFW. For HKX Mobile. Patrick, KN4TFW. And how are you today?
Yep, doing pretty well. Can't complain. And yourself?
Just trying to get the week going. How was your weekend? And how about yourself?
Yep, had a good one. Mama had to work, though, but me and the pup went on a hike on Saturday.
Bobcat.
Went up to Paris Mountain, hiked some of those trails since it was close to the house.
Still with you?
I could hear people, but I couldn't get back to them. I could hear them real good, but, you know, it was real scratchy, and they couldn't make me out when I tried to get back. Oh, when the leaves are off the trees, might be a little better.
Probably so. Hey, have you ever thought about doing any of the Parks on the Air or Summits on the Air?
I haven't really thought about it too much. I made contact with a couple of parks on HF over the weekend, but conditions weren't real good. Although 10 meters was starting to come in the afternoon all the way down to Argentina.
Six Heat had 6 meter open last night too.
About 1 or 2 in the afternoon, something like that. But it was a lot of fading.
Today and drove up to the property I bought and walked around there for a little while, looking around, trying to plan things out.
Signs?
Yeah, seen a little bit. Seen some trespasser signs too.
Good.
Point to go up there every weekend during hunting season. That way I ruin their hunt.
Yeah. My side, right?
Persian in there.
Up a few signs and maybe a trail cam.
Do that next weekend. I can't this weekend. I'll be out of town, but try to get it done next weekend.
Four-wheeling in there?
That's what it looks like. They're not. I mean, there's nothing there for them to tear up. But I don't want them in there if I'm going to be trying to hunt.
String some barbed wire across their trail and that, and you know, put a no trespassing sign on it so you can't miss it.
I'm trying to put me a fence up or a gate, a little chain link, something with sign on it, and then put signs throughout the property. I got the signs this weekend, but I hadn't got them up yet.
Up the main road, or are they coming in the backside?
They're going up through the road that cuts through the middle of it to the property behind me. I don't know. There was some kids on their four-wheelers as I was going in, and I'm assuming that's who it is, but we'll see.
You get to that property another way?
Yeah, you can come in from the backside up on Cathy's Creek.
Try me again in just a minute. Yeah.
I was just saying, I think it's just a matter of probably minutes. They've been so long, nobody owns it at all. They've just started to come in. Once somebody starts getting in there, then it's around all the time.
Bad spot.
It's real foggy up here this morning.
About all I got out of that was foggy this morning.
But it is, I'm just now getting started.
Better.
One of those days, I guess. Hear me? Still?
Yeah, I can hear you good.
That you got, but I was just saying, I think once somebody's up there all the time on the property, it won't be an issue because it's set empty for years.
Right, you know, put up a couple of signs, you know, new owner, no trespassing, and that, and they'll probably start to respect it, I would imagine. With this smile, you're on camera.
Cameras I use, they send a picture right straight to my phone. They're cellular.
Neighbor across the road in the subdivision was saying that her neighbor saw the bear behind their house.
Letting the dog out of that.
Smell pretty good, and if there's something outside, she'll know it. If the deer are out there or the coyote's close, she knows it before she ever even steps out the door.
mine is, she'll start going to the door, barking and carrying on, trying to get out. And I know something's out there then.
Stand on the porch and kind of barking in all directions, letting you know, something's out there. I just don't know where it is.
This weekend.
For a minute on the phone, and that he was trying to get him some rest. They did a couple of things to help him rest a little bit better, and he kind of hoped he'd be on the radio this morning if he was feeling better, but I guess not.
Give him some rest tonight. He'll be ready to get to talk to us tomorrow or something.
Haven't been on the radio. Contacts on 10 meters.
No, I haven't. To be honest with you, I haven't tried a whole lot either.
He was over on the lower side of Brazil. And then I could hear him, like me and you talking right here. And I mean, clear as a bell. And never even moved the meter.
Possible.
Not sure how that is. If you weren't looking at the meter, you'd swear it was 5'9 all day long. But, you know, it never moves the meter. It seems like it's like that a lot on, on 10 and 6. And, you know, CQDX. And I tried to get back to him a few times, but he just never could hear me. But must have had more mouth than he had ears.
The case, I've got these high-power radios. Have the antenna for it, or don't have it tuned right.
Test me in a 20 meter directional antenna where I can try to get some of these places.
Seems to be open all the time. I hear people on it quite a bit.
It's usually pretty good. I'm usually real good on 40, except I got some kind of interference for about just a little bit. You get up to about 7250 to 7270, and man, my noise level's so high, unless you're really strong, I can't get you.
Go ahead and say 73 for the morning. I'm coming up on my black hole, and I probably won't make it out before you get to work, so I'm going to say 73 this morning. Have a great day, and I'll just been here out for you this afternoon. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Hope you have an awesome day, and I'll try to catch you this afternoon. KN4TFW.